Sammasambuddho Bhagava Bundhaṃ Bhagavantaṃ Abhivadami Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammaṃ Namasāmi Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghaṃ Namāmi. The Blessed One is accomplished and fully self-awakened. I bow to the Blessed One. The Dhamma is well taught by the Blessed One. I bow to the Dhamma. The Sangha of the Blessed One has practiced well. I bow to the Sangha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Homage to the blessed, accomplished, and fully self-awakened one. Homage to the blessed, accomplished, and fully self-awakened one. Homage to the blessed, accomplished and fully self-awakened one. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Duṭiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Duṭiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Duṭiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Ti saraṇa gamanaṃ iti dham. I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. A second time I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. A third time I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. I have gone for refuge to the Triple Gem. Panatipata veramani sikapatang sammadihami. Adinadhanna veramani sikapatang sammadihami. Kamesu micchācara veramani sikapatang sammadihami. Musavada veramani sikapatang sammadihami. Suramiraya vajrapamadatana veramani sikapatang sammadihami. Idam me silam magapalanyanasa pachayo hotu. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to protect life. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to take only that which is offered to me. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to speak my sexual energy wisely. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to speak the truth with kindness. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to abstain from intoxicants that cloud the mind. Through the discipline of ethics, may I realize the path and fruit of practice. And with the five recollections. I am of the nature to age. I have not gone beyond aging. I am of the nature to sicken. I have not gone beyond sickness. I am of the nature to die. I have not gone beyond dying. All that is mine, beloved and pleasing, will become otherwise, will be separated from me. I am the owner of my actions, heir to my actions, born of my actions, related to my actions, abide supported by my actions. Whatever action I do, for good or for ill, of that I will be the heir. From this reminder of the foundation of wise action in relationship, wise intention internally as refuge, a reminder of the truth of bodies to age and sicken, pass away, and to be subject to loss. The reflection ends with the sober but clear truth of karma, that our actions stay with us forever. They are all we can be said to truly own. From here we rest into stillness. And the heart awoken a bit from sleepwalking. Sitting as comfortably as possible, breathing in an easy and comfortable way. And gather ourselves at the end of a day, perhaps, in the middle of a week, in the middle of this moon, this year, this part of your life, finding yourself here. Sitting in something like stillness, as the breath, as life itself moves through you, rising and falling, expanding and contracting. You breathe in the exhalations of trees. You breathe out nourishment for trees. You breathe in the feeling of being with others in the room, and you breathe out being one who is here for others. You breathe in the support of others to be with yourself, and you breathe out the presence and clarity that is the result of being with yourself. All of this is supported by our basic practice of gathering the attention, resting it with the body, the embodied experience moment to moment. And one of the clearest forms of this is to stay close to the breath, resisting story and distraction for a while, to give the thinking mind a break, and spend some time connected to our physicality, our earthen nature as bodies, breathing, feeling the in-breath and the out-breath, and the pause between them. Noticing the subtle joy that can come when we give ourselves fully to a single breath, and pause in the mind's incessant searching. Breathing in what the trees breathe out, breathing out what the trees breathe in. They rest in their place until blown by the wind. We too rest until blown by the wind, but we get blown more and further, and the winds are subtle inside and out. And the most cutting wind of all is the wind of the mind and thought. So like a tree in a windstorm, like the great Monterey cypresses that line the cliff facing the ocean, sink your roots deep so that the wind of the mind passes through you and shapes you but doesn't destroy you. The destruction called lost in greed, hatred, delusion, fear, anxiety, numbness. And we'll rest with the breath, feeling the breath move in the body. Stay as close to the body breathing as you can. And in that closeness, let the wind of the mind settle or shelter yourself from the wind for a few moments, growing quieter and warmer. More and more still, the further down in the body we go. And we'll sit together, close with the breath, letting everything else fall away for a while.